Yesterday's proposal by President Bush on immigration set us thinking about the last big effort to get control of this issue. It was the Immigration Reform and Control Act of 1986. The 86 law set out to control unauthorized immigration to the U.S. by providing sanctions against employers of illegal workers, more money for enforcement, and it offered amnesty to many immigrants who had come or stayed here without proper papers. Well, considering that just about everyone now, President Bush included, says that the system is dysfunctional, the 1986 law obviously didn't work out as planned or hoped. As for what did happen, we've called upon Douglas Massey, professor of sociology at Princeton University, who has written on Mexican immigration to the U.S. Professor Massey, first of all, what grades do you give the 1986 law for its various ambitions?
I give it a C minus.
C minus. Well, it set out to, first of all, provide a lot more enforcement money and try to keep the border tighter. What happened?
Well, it did allocate increased funds in 1986 and 87, but the real big push in border enforcement really started in 1993 and 1994. And over the course of the period from, say, 1986 to 2000, the Border Patrol went from under 2,000 officers to over 12,000 officers, and the budget went from under $200 million to currently about $1.3, $1.4 billion.
And the number of people getting through that border without papers?
It didn't change.
So that level of enforcement didn't reduce the number of people coming into the country illegally. What about the notion of sanctions against the people who hire those people?
That didn't have an effect either. The only thing it did was restructure hiring markets in the United States so that instead of direct hiring, where an employer would hire directly an immigrant who showed up at his doorstep, now they work through middlemen. And in order to get hired, you work through a labor subcontractor. And the net effect of this was not to reduce undocumented hiring, but simply to lower the wages not only of undocumented migrants who now work through subcontractors, but also citizens and legal resident aliens who also are forced to work through subcontractors. So it really ended up putting downward pressure on wages in the United States.
Another big provision of the 1986 law was that offer of amnesty, and lots of people took advantage of it.
A little over 3 million in total, and about 2.3 million Mexicans.
That was more than people anticipated at the time, as I recall.
Well, the amnesty was actually two separate programs. One was an amnesty for long-term residents, and that was about the size that people expected. The other was a legalization program for short-term agricultural workers. And here, I'm afraid, the growers pulled the wool over Congress's eyes. And there were about three or four times as many as Congress had been led to believe.
All of this adds up to C-minus view. Why do you spare it an F?
Well, because the legalization program did solve some problems. It brought what had been an underground population above board, improved their lives, allowed them to pay taxes, solved a number of problems. But the other things that happened were really detrimental.
What was it that lawmakers didn't get right back in 1986? If you have to put your finger on the thing that they missed that helped create a dysfunctional immigration control system, what was it?
Well, I think it was the crisis atmosphere, and they didn't understand the dynamics of migration and why Mexicans were moving back and forth across the border. It's not that Mexico's a terribly poor place and these people are desperately seeking to escape poverty. Mexico's actually a dynamic, developing, and by third world standards, very wealthy country. And as a result of its incorporation into global markets, there's a lot of changes and transformations that are going on. And people, to adapt to these changes and transformations, which we ourselves are encouraging, they migrate. But they only seek to migrate for short periods of time to solve problems at home. And we made it more difficult for them to do that. Border enforcement, paradoxically, never works. What it does, instead of preventing people from entering, it prevents them from going home, and we end up with a more rapidly accelerating undocumented population in the United States.
Does the idea, then, of a temporary workers program, as proposed by President Bush, does it make sense? Is it the answer?
Well, I've been calling for an increase in the number of legal visas allocated to Mexicans and a guest worker program for some time. Of course, the devil's always in the details, and you can create a guest worker program that exploits workers, or you can create a guest worker program that is just to workers. And it remains to be seen how exactly President Bush intends to structure the guest worker program. But in general, I think it is what we need to do.
Douglas Massey, thank you very much for talking with us about it.
It's been my pleasure.
Douglas Massey, who is professor of sociology at Princeton University and co-author of Beyond Smoke and Mirrors, Mexican Immigration in an Era of Economic Integration.